Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Augie Schmidt later on. Going to effort Tony Rock again.
Holy cow, I just walked out in the hall, walked by, get back in, and Nick needs to re-up the aftershave.
Because I guess what, my gas is kicking in.
Jeez.
Oh. I had a couple SPDs over here.
Yeah, holy cow. I kind of farted during that break, too.
And I thought, I'm destroying some of Nick's cologne. Yeah. You got to go back home and re-squirt yourself.
I thought you said I thought you said STDs.
I know you did. They stink, too, by the way, sometimes.
Wow. Yeah, if you don't treat them right away, they do.
I'll just stop at a gas station and rub some air freshener all
there
over.
There you go. You have a meeting or something, guy? You want something?
Good plan.
No, it sounds like something. Yeah.
I'm going to a career fair.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right. And good plan there, Tommy boy, with the air fresheners.
All right.
Yeah. No, I've got an idea for a corporate show that I want to book, and I'm just going to go like booth to booth to see if they,
it's a good idea.
Want me to show up at their place for an hour.
You are performing tonight, though, right?
Yes, I'll be at the Funny Bone.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
Yeah,
see
featuring
Nick.
For Josh Potter.
All right, Tony Rock's here this weekend.
You may remember it was on this date in 2009, President Barack Obama delivered his first commencement speech address as President of the United States a lesser university, Arizona State in Tempe.
Oh, he did. That's right.
Now then, if you remember, ASU denied to award Obama an honorary degree, saying, hey, he hadn't really done anything.
I remember that. That was pure racism.
I remember that. So
that was old white guys that run the university didn't like that he was a black man. That's obvious. It was so obvious at the time.
Yeah.
He hadn't done anything. He was a president of the United States.
Oh, it was his first time around here.
Once.
He just started.
I do remember that
Who
story.
Can do stuff that quickly?
Right.
Are you saying if you only win the presidency one time, you're nothing?
Yeah. Not at Arizona
State. Was his first address.
You win one time and you're impeached twice, you're nothing.
Arizona State holds you to a little higher standard.
they always have.
No, how about high standards?
Right.
No, that was crap. That was pure racism. There was a bunch of stuff that happened.
Arizona State standing up for their integrity.
That's HPVU. Come on.
But with a higher graduation rate than Puss's alma mater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's picture all the deans not meeting on a houseboat.
Not in this room. What's got you there?
So one of the shows that I don't watch, and this is pretty much all of them, it runs on USA Network, Ms. and Mrs.
I don't watch that. What's it about?
It's a reality show. Oh. The WWE's Ms. and I guess his wife, and I don't know what her name is.
Yeah, he's a wrestler. Yeah, I've seen.
He used to be on like the Real World or Road Rules or whatever.
Yeah, that's where he got his start.
Is she in the business too, or
yes,
just his wife?
She is in the business as well. They both are.
Yeah, they're both studs in shape. Couple.
Yeah, they were on some podcast, Endless Hustle. They talked about their first date years ago.
Probably some brutal physical sex. Aren't they both pretty ripped?
Yeah. Probably like a jungle gym set up in their bedroom.
They talked about the first date that they had years ago. They said it's in the middle of Wichita, Kansas.
Really?
They said as they were driving, they see this place off to the side. And Miz says, hey, pull over, pull over. He says, it's an adult-type place. It's got adult videos, adult toys, adult things.
Oh, we might have been there.
She says, it just says XXX.
Well, I know we've been there. That's where you saw the biracial double dong.
Was that Priscilla's, if I recall? Like right on Kellogg Street.
Yeah, it was.
She said that they just walked in and there's this swing, this mask with this ball. He says, there's all sorts of cool stuff in there. He says, this is our first date, he wants to remind everyone. He says that he doesn't want to be in the friend zone, so he wanted to be a boyfriend or more, so he starts asking her about this stuff. She says, it's a little seedy, so we go out to the parking lot, and end up talking for like 3 hours in the parking lot of this place and go to the airport afterwards. They
what
said,
a two-bit Wichita whore.
But they did say that they started their relationship at the adult place in Wichita. Oh, so I don't know why they were in
Wichita.
They were on the road.
Probably.
Could have been.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm surprised they just hung out and talked for 3 hours in the parking lot.
I know.
Well, they were waiting for a plane, apparently. Then they went to the airport after that. They had nothing else. You know.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. They had to try out the tickler somewhere. They bought right there.
Yeah, I remember watching that guy on Real World or Road Rules or whatever it was he was on back in the day. And it's actually one of those stories where, like, he wanted to be a wrestler, and he always talked about it. And
he
just
wrestler.
Went, oh, that's just some goofball who wants to do backyard wrestling. And then he ends up being like a WWE superstar.
Good for him.
If this is the same place, didn't they give us the biracial double dog?
Yeah, we had it somewhere.
Don't we still have that somewhere?
I think
and
so.
And is it going to make the move?
No. No.
I think it made the move to Puss's car soon afterwards, actually.
Right.
And we never saw it again.
You call your butt your car?
I think, actually, Todd, every time we've moved studios, there's been a purging of sex toys.
Like, we lost a big purple dildo.
That was 2 moves ago.
Right.
But like I seem to remember trash cans full of unmentionables in the hallway every time we've moved out of a studio.
We gotta leave the dildos here.
And maybe that's why you keep getting asked to leave.
Yeah. Moving to a new building this summer. Going to leave the orphan and the dodos here. We'll find that out today.
You thought somebody
not connected.
Somebody would have taken them away. I think like the previous lady who worked here.
It looked like a swirly. It was a black penis on one side and a white penis on the other. And when they met in the middle, it was kind of like a Neapolitan. The colors faded into each other.
Now, two studios ago,
it was huge, by the way.
Two studios ago, it was purple, and I remember it smelled.
Purple one smelled like grape. Yeah, it did.
Yeah. It took over the room.
I welcome that in here about now.
If only a grape dildo could be under, hang under your nose right now.
Double dildo.
The grape one wasn't double.
I think
it was.
It had balls on it.
No.
That one had balls on it.
It's all perspective, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure the purple one was a double.
It was a double.
Okay,
can it have balls in the middle?
No.
Apparently these guys know it.
It was just like Ohio, rounded both ends.
Thank you.
I know the biracial double dog was two-headed, too.
Yeah, I remember they tried to blend the colors when they met.
Yeah.
That'll help.
You think we could have found them a good home instead of just tossing them out.
Yeah.
I think they'd been handled by too many people for anybody to want to use
them. That purple one was getting chafed. I remember that. We were just bringing it out to sit here in the studio back in the day.
Well, if the orphan's not getting a home, the double dong dildo doesn't stand a chance.
Good point.
That's right. We're even tossing the orphan out.
Right.
So is he on his own?
I think we should keep that in discussion.
Keep the orphan, maybe?
Maybe. We have time to talk about this.
He'll no
we
longer
can't
be the shared.
Him.
He's going to be the shared office space orphan.
Oh, that's right. We don't have an office.
No.
Yeah. The open workspace orphan.
Yeah. We don't want to share him with others.
We got a new concept happening at the new. Like,
I don't know. It's less responsibility for all of us.
Yeah, but
no office.
It's either all or nothing.
No, we'll leave him some gruel.
No,
something like that.
It sounds like we're just going to a big warehouse.
It does.
Well, it's going to be one of those modern looking offices that are the new thing now, you know, which I think should be cool, except I know Craig wants an office, but that doesn't.
I'm told there's a corner for him.
Yeah.
I've been assured.
Yeah. I haven't been told anything.
Not the orphan.
One thing or another. I've been told nothing.
Right. We have a meeting today, so I'll discuss the orphan if I get a chance.
Are there going to be walls for the studios?
Yeah, we'll be.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Just,
the studio's going to be nice. We're going to have a nice studio.
Half-walled studios. You can hear all the other shows going on at the same time. It's a new concept.
Yeah. Open studios, right.
Well, when they built this place, they left a couple of microphones out in the hallway.
Yeah, it was dumb.
And I got pissed one day and walked out of the studio swearing a blue streak, and some traffic guy was on the air.
Yeah.
So I got yelled at for that. Yeah. Apparently, I can't say that. Well, why don't you put them in a booth?
Right.
Most microphones go into a soundproof booth.
We're out of here.
At least in this business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. It seemed like just because it was wedged in between two studios, that it'd be fine.
No. Yeah. Door. Nobody will come out in the hall and start swearing.
No door. We do it every day.
Right. Yeah. And he's like, the road, it's slow. The traffic reports always break. Just be like, hey, it's backed up where it's usually backed up.
Yeah, they're stupid.
They're there to make, because they can get a sponsor.
Right.
And it's always, yeah, remember yesterday? Same thing. Yeah. Back to you.
A fifth grade public school teacher in North Dakota.
What's she look like?
Is on administrative leave for using a reenactment.
Oh, this is one of those dumb ones.
Of George Floyd's arrest as a teachable moment.
God. Wow. God.
Well, in a way, it kind of turned out to be. Don't do that if you're a teacher.
Did she do it with a white kid and a black kid in her class?
Students in Barb Mickelson's class at this elementary school.
What part of North Dakota?
Wahpeton?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Sucky part.
Wahpeton.
Wahpeton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Home of the North Dakota School of Science.
All right. Well, at the elementary school there, they were kids were reportedly asked to lie on the floor with their hands behind their backs and then check their pulse after standing up.
Okay.
Oh, no knee to the neck yet?
Nothing like that. Nothing like that. A kid actually asked, a fifth grade kid asked the teacher, how wrong the George Floyd situation was. The kid said, how bad was it? Or, you know, something like that. And she said...
Murder? Did she hope she said murder?
And the kid asked how breathing could be restricted in that position. And so the teacher said, lie on the floor with your hands behind your back, then stand up and check your pulse.
Yeah, but
the superintendent noted that students were not pinning each other down with a knee on the neck, and now district leaders are considering how to better handle these tough questions in situations like this from now on.
Well, how old were they?
Fifth grade.
Showing him that video might traumatize him, because I watched that, and it's pretty brutal.
There was no video.
No, I mean, when we saw, yeah. There is a video of him dying and being murdered.
Yeah, but not in the class.
So she has been placed on administrative leave for this.
All right.
But the kid asked a legitimate question.
The kid asked a legitimate question.
I don't know how you would answer that.
And that's the question. That's what they're trying to come up with. How do you answer that question?
Because it wasn't a reenactment unless you had a knee on a neck.
Right.
If you just make someone get down on the floor and get up and check your pulse, that seems legit.
And does that even make that big of a difference with your pulse? Like, the main issue here was
the knee on the floor.
Right.
It does for us here.
But not a fifth grader.
Yeah.
Fifth grader can get up and down 60 right. times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questions here, and the basic one is, how do we deal with this in any number of situations? One of them is with the children when they ask the questions, because that's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
It is.
From a kid. Now, most of us, you know, by this point in time, you know, we can say, okay, I can see how that would be restrictive, but a kid, they've got questions.
I got an Onion headline here. Parents finally tell 2-year-old about 9/11.
That's so good.
They got this serious face on sitting there. Finally tell him.
It's 2 now. He's 2 now.
Yeah, it's a good question, Craig. I don't know. I mean, especially as a teacher.
But that's going on.
Maybe you have to avoid
she
that.
Had, you know, yeah, she's on administrative leave now.
Right.
That seems like a bit much, because when you said George Floyd reenactment, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that.
I did too when I first started reading it.
Like these dumbass high school kids have done that. Two of them. There's been two of those incidents in our city.
I want to say the teachers should just use their words to talk about it with the kids, but I'm sure that there's probably parents out there that get pissed at that too.
Right.
I think this is something the district would have addressed around the time this is happening. Like, hey, if a kid.
But then,
what do you do?
Then, if not them, every district would have had to address this, and we know they haven't.
Well, she's obviously not fired, so maybe they're going to look into it and say, yeah, let's.
Well, I only bring it up to say this is one of the difficulties that we're having to deal with.
Yeah.
We got to figure out how to answer these questions and things like
that. Yeah, this is a little more nuanced to this one than there is when... Let's have a slave auction and just have some fun.
Many things are obvious, right. What we would think. Right. And I think this woman, whether you decide that she's right or wrong, I believe that her intentions were good, at least.
Right.
Based on what we know. And that's all we know. We don't know any more than that.
It sounded like a sincere effort to answer the question.
Yeah, well, right or wrong.
But I don't understand laying on the ground with a pulse because he was choked to death. That's what caused his pulse to stop.
Maybe laying on the ground increases your pulse to begin with.
With your hands behind your back.
Right, and then knee on neck finishes you.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah, I was picturing Herbie like, and who wants to be George Floyd?
I'll kneel on your neck.
Right. Some kid's like, I'll be Chauvin. God.
Yeah. Now, the sad news that we found out yesterday is that Ellen DeGeneres is going to be quitting her daytime talk show.
Yeah, 2022.
Cancel culture. Yeah.
No, she said she's just not challenged by it anymore. Good for her.
Canceled herself.
Yeah.
And her ratings have been in the toilet
all year.
It's a coincidence that this came out after.
She asked if she felt like she'd been canceled on the Today Show. And she said it felt like something orchestrated had gone on.
Oh, God.
Apparently, she didn't treat some employees right. You know, I wasn't there, so I don't care. If it was true, she shouldn't do that. I get it. But
No, I didn't get a lot of details on why that was considered a toxic work environment.
Yeah, sometimes people just get yelled at work. Doesn't mean it's toxic.
It sounded like it was actually pretty bad.
It did.
Yeah. I mean, the details I read.
But the show went on forever.
Yeah.
It's going to wrap up in 2022. That will mark 19 seasons on the air.
She was there forever, man.
Yeah, she was.
And David.
Well, maybe this will open the door for the next Kelly Clarkson, if we're lucky.
I think we already have the Kelly
Clarkson. She already has her show now.
I know. Yeah, but somebody else can have a bad talk show now.
You don't want to be the janitor on that set.
No.
Taking dumps in all the trash cans.
That's right. Kelly Clarkson just poops on set now. Pulls up her moo-moo and just poops.
Ellen's like, my show's done. And she's just...
She's taking dumps on stages.
Well, think how bad, like, Harry Connick feels.
Yeah.
Like, Kelly Clarkson can be successful and you couldn't pull it off.
That show was bad, that's why.
Oh, it was terrible.
Well, he's a musician.
Yeah, he's a musician, you know.
Well, so is she.
But she was better. No, she's a comedian.
Kelly Clarkson.
People like Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
The chicks like her.
Well, all those afternoon talk shows are, you know, targeted at women.
Or whenever they're on. They're syndicated, a lot of them. So.
Yeah, most of them are afternoon.
Yeah, they're syndicated, but most affiliates choose to put them on middle of the afternoon.
She's taking targeted dumps in trash cans.
Right there.
I think that's the title of her next album.
Targeted dumps.
I'll listen to that. Get that on vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, that Ellen thing, there weren't really any people that came out and they were like, no, that's not what happened.
Major celebrities said that she was cool.
Well, they didn't work there.
You're right. They didn't work there. Yeah. She's famous for that.
No, I never heard from any workers. I heard from celebrities defending her.
She wasn't accused of being mean to celebrities.
Right.
She wasn't mean to the guests. Right.
Yeah, I don't remember any longtime employees coming out and being she's great.
Yeah, if it'd been one or two disgruntled employees, but apparently it was more than that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and then apparently it was fairly sustained behavior.
She's not hurting. She is loaded.
Be kind.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Except for the people that work for you.
Right. Shut up. Sometimes you got to be mean to people that work for
you. This is toxic.
Sometimes you have to. Oh, this show's been toxic for years.
I'm not just talking about the air quality.
Work environment?
We just abuse each other verbally every damn day. So we couldn't get away with anything here. Well, those guys treated me bad. Yeah, we've heard 20 years of tape plus. What do you got? Why'd you stay there after the first day?
Yeah, they did. It was pretty funny.
Actually, we've treated you better over the years.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you set a low bar to start with.
Oh, what? Am I just shooting stuff at you? Yeah.
You're right. We've treated him better over the years, and it's been the inverse coming from him.
I know, right.
I don't think you ever shot me with anything.
No.
I think that was all beast.
Not yet.
Although I might have just blocked out those memories.
Yeah.
Over the years, we've gotten kinder and kinder, and Puss just gotten meaner.
Hey, I don't call dead Vikings good Vikings.
Yeah, you had your chance yesterday.
I did. Yeah. I did.
I mean, Mike put it there on a tee for you. Yeah.
Well, again, I had to look up who he was.
Right, just because you didn't know. Otherwise, you would have shot back with that.
I did not know who that was.
That or he's just a better person than you.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't even know about that.
Crazy, man.
Oh, I won't ever argue that.
I'm not above taking the low-hanging fruit right there.
I just think that sometimes employees get yelled at, and it shouldn't be, the boss shouldn't just be, he's a bad boss. He yelled at me. Why? Because you didn't do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, people don't get that part.
No, they don't. And I'm not blaming young people. That happens to older people, too. He yelled at me. Yeah, you didn't do your damn job.
Right.
You know?
That'll happen.
Right. And believe me, I'm the first guy to bitch back at management. I've been that way my whole life. But I know when I did stuff wrong, and they go, yeah, I probably should have said that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I did that yesterday at the pharmacy. To somebody that's not even in charge, I kind of felt bad about it.
Would you yell at
one of my favorite people at the pharmacy, there's some license I have to like renew next month. And she's like, you want to renew that? I'm like, I don't know. They want to pay me more?
Like, what was he?
Tell him that.
And it wasn't even her gig to pay you more? Yeah. And what'd she say?
Well, she's like, you know, somebody like the people in charge want this done. I'm like, well, okay, there's some things that I want too then.
And you did that to a person who is in no position to give you a raise.
No, but I think she's in position to be like, hey, Nick doesn't have his license. Yeah. And they'd be like, why? I'm like, well, he said he wants more money.
Hey, Nick's a prick, by the way.
Know that.
Right. Yeah. Surprise.
Will it fit? Or will it be hit?
Gentleman in Florida got a DUI earlier last week. The sheriff's office said 48-year-old Marty Martinez was found sleeping behind the wheel of his pickup truck along an interstate.
Marty.
Smelled of alcohol.
Yeah.
Had a white substance on his nose. Yeah. Slurred his speech. Couldn't focus when he failed his sobriety test. So they put him in the police car, and deputies saw Mr. Martinez shove baggies of possible cocaine. Well, you know where he put it, and yes, indeed, it did indeed fit. A search at the Naples Jail Center later revealed the baggies that he had put up the rear end.
Yes, it fit.
Yeah, how many baggies?
Oh, yes, it fit.
All it says is plural. Shove baggies of possible cocaine up his...
Get that finger all up in there.
He's now been charged with DUI, possession of cocaine, and evidence tampering.
I love the cops just... They're waving a flashlight in there. He's waking up. Unless he's sitting there naked, it's not easy access. He had to put his hand down his pants and then up his ass.
This was after they put him in the police car.
Oh, okay. Oh. Got it. Man.
Maybe that's where he always keeps it.
Yeah. Man. If it bust open in your ass, is that a good buzz? Dr. Mina, let us know.
Probably your last buzz.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of coke in your ass.
I'm at the end of the 10th season. It would have been last year's.
Just a little bit of coke would be a good buzz, don't you think, Craig?
It's like you're saying just the tip.
I know.
Shameless, Frank Gallagher, the William H. Macy character, does a pretty thorough round of how to go about a body cavity search.
Yes.
He's actually like giving the cop pointers on how to do
it. It's like a rookie cop, and he's saying, "Oh, the next thing is this, and the next thing's that." And here comes the bend over part. Get that finger all up in there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.